Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. What is up, honeyhead? I am happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're here. But today we are going to have a bit of a difficult conversation. And if you read the title of this episode, you know what you're in for, okay? You have been told a lot of things about your body. You've been told who your body's for, what it should look like, how much space it should take up, how much work and hustle it should be able to handle. You've been told many things about your body. And I want to make one thing clear before we dive in too deep, okay? I'm sure that you've heard a lot about body positivity and body neutrality. This is not that conversation. This is not that conversation because a few reasons. I will not be the person to tell you what to do with your body, okay? That's not a conversation I want to have with you today. But I started battling my body the moment I picked up a razor and some tweezers, and I tried to make this body smaller and hairless and wrinkleless and immaculate, and I've learned a few things since then, and I experience things still that I know you do too, right? We all experience this, and that's kind of a conversation I want to have with you today. So know that from the get-go, your kind mind weirdo is not here to tell you what to do with the body you were given. But I do want to talk about the relationship between you and the body that you were given. Here's the thing. I forgot what my body was for. I forgot what my body was for on the most basic level. And I want you to really think about this for a moment. What does your body do? Well, my body carries me through this life. It carries me through the day-to-day. It gives me transportation to get to the places I need to be. It gives me a home to spend my life in, right? And when we really think about it, what does my body do? Well, it holds all of the things I need to live inside of it, right? It houses my life. And that may sound cheesy, but when we really break it down, that's what my body does. It holds my life. And my body works hard to keep me alive. Your body works hard to provide for you. And at some point, after I was so freaking tired of battling the body I was given, I made the realization that I only get one. I only get one of these. And I started making my body my teammate instead of my enemy. Now listen, home fry, I will not say that that relationship is perfect. Far from it. But I think we get ourselves caught up in fighting the wrong battle. Your body is the only lifelong teammate you have. Think about it. From the moment you were born, this body was the first thing that you had. This body is housing your life. And from the last breath that you take, this body is going to be there with you, right? And that gets real cheesy and deep. But when we think about the amount of scrutiny we put our body through, we're fighting the wrong battle. I want my body to be my teammate, not my enemy. So how can we start to shift that perspective from what's been so ingrained in us, right? The amount of media that we consume and the messages we receive as far as who our body's for, what it should look like, how much space it should take up, how much work, hustle, all that good stuff it should be able to handle. The amount of that that we consume, how can we begin to shift that focus? And today I'm going to present you with one of two ways, right? Ultimately, we need both. One, addressing the negative body talk that we tell ourselves on a daily basis. And number two, we need to really dive into the why behind our actions. And here's what I mean by that. First of all, I want you to think of the last time you had a negative thought about your body. I'll be honest, friend, for me, it was in the last 5 minutes. And maybe it was for you too, and that's okay. That's okay. Whatever the answer is, that's okay. But when was the last time you had a negative thought about your body? What was that thought? What did it sound like? How did you communicate to yourself? And how can we shift that negative thought to a neutral one? Right? I am not expecting you to all of a sudden say, you know what, Emily, I am so in love with my body. Would I love for that to be the answer? Of course I would. Of course I would. But how can we shift from a negative body speech, body statement, to a neutral one, to a more realistic one, maybe even to a more logical one? I'll be really transparent with you, okay? Right before I sat down to record this episode, to chat with you, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and I was like, man, Emily, you really need to do those eyebrows. That's hideous. How can I switch that to a more neutral one? Well, my body grows hair, okay? My body grows hair, sometimes in between my eyebrows, all right? That's a fact of life, okay? Neutral. Not necessarily, oh my gosh, I love that my body grows hair in between my eyebrows. I don't have to love that, but I can look at it in a neutral perspective of, you know what? That's life. It happens. We're humans. We grow hair, okay? A more neutral statement. Starting to catch yourself in those moments. But also, how can we look at the why behind our actions? What do I mean by that? Well, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that my relationship with food has not always been the healthiest, right? And back in the day, my why behind my food restriction and my unhealthy coping with how I felt about my body, the why behind that was that I wanted a quick fix to feel comfortable in my own skin. I believed that if I was smaller and if I took up less space, that I was going to be worth more. And in hindsight, I know that first of all, it didn't work, right? It didn't work. I didn't feel better about my body by treating myself in that way. But what I do know now is that the why behind it needed to shift. It needed to shift greatly. And maybe you connect with this. I was previously looking at food as the enemy. I was looking at exercise as the enemy. I was looking at my body as the enemy. And the mindset shift that I really needed to make was to break it down on the most basic level. What does my body do? What is my body built to do? What is it for? My body was built to house the life I was given. My body was built to hold all of the things that I need to stay alive inside of it, right? What is food for? Food is for me to sustain my life, for me to live my life, right? For me to survive. That's what food is for. And a fellow podcaster, Rachel Bilotti, I hope I say her name correctly because I respect her greatly. She said, what if exercise is simply just the vehicle to better know your body? Instead of, I need this many crunches to get those six-pack abs for the gram, right? What if it was just simply the vehicle to better know my body. Listen, believe it or not, we are creeping up on summertime, and I swear to you, the second the swimwear hits the aisles of Target, I see people all over social media saying, this is going to be my most confident summer yet. My most confident summer yet. Well, what does that confident summer look like? Could be a beautiful thing. It could be when you stop fighting food, your body, the mirror, and the media, to have a quality relationship with the vehicle you were given. Your body is the vehicle that you use to move through your life. So maybe this summer looks a little bit different. Maybe we stop fighting the food we put in our body itself, the mirror that we look in, and the media we consume. Maybe that's our most confident summer yet. Maybe our most confident summer yet starts when we stop apologizing for not wearing makeup, for when your hair is not perfect, for when your legs are just a little bit prickly, or for when your acne scars go uncovered. Maybe our most confident summer yet is when we stop apologizing for those things and start experiencing life with the vehicle we were given. Maybe your most confident summer yet is the one where you let your boyfriend see you without makeup on. Yeah, that's right. I didn't say that growing confidence was comfortable. Listen, I saw something on Pinterest today that I think really brings all of this home for me, okay? And I want to read it to you here. The author itself isn't on this photo, so I can't give them the credit that's due, but if you know where it is or who it's from, let me know, because I really, really resonate with it. And it says, those extra 5 to 10 pounds... that place where your body naturally wants to be, that's your life. That's your late night pizza with your man, that Sunday morning bottomless brunch, your favorite cupcake in the whole entire world because you wanted to treat yourself. Those 5 to 10 pounds are your favorite memories, your unforgettable trips, your celebrations of life. Those extra 5 to 10 pounds are your spontaneity, your freedom, and your love. And when I read that, I was like, man, those 5 to 10 pounds really are the biggest experiences of my life, the ones that I want to remember. And I don't know about you, but I frequently obsessed over 5 to 10 pounds. Little did I know, I was missing out on those memories of life. Those things that I want to experience, the things that I don't want to miss out on. But my focus was somewhere else. Because I know firsthand, those 5 to 10 pounds are not going to get me the fulfillment that I'm seeking. They're not going to get me the happiness that I'm looking for. But those late night slices with the man that I love and the impromptu trips full of goodness and fun, those are the memories I'm going to tell my kids about. Those are the things that I'm going to look back on with joy. But I can't experience those things if I'm constantly scrutinizing and filtering and adjusting and restricting. This body is my vehicle to experience those big moments of life. And someday, if God is to grant me a little girl into this world, I'm going to have to teach her, as are you. We're going to have to teach them how to relate to this vehicle they were given, how to build a relationship with the one lifelong teammate they have. And I sure as heck better lead by example. I will never tell you what health should look like for you. I will never tell you what to do with the vehicle that you were given. That's not my job, right? I'm not your doctor. I'm not you. But my job is your friend, as the person in your passenger seat, wanting to help build a kind mind and a kind life for you, the life that I hope for you is one that is kind to the vehicle you were given. So whatever that picture of health and relation with your body looks like, I hope it's a kind one. I hope it's one without scrutiny and restriction and obsession over this body, because your body is working hard to keep you alive, to carry you through life, to build strength for you. Your body's working hard. Please be kind to it. And when you hear those scrutinizing statements coming from that noggin up there, hit it in neutral. Bring that into neutral. I'm not demanding positivity, but neutral, right? Those little hairs peeking out in between my eyebrows. All right, I'm a human. I grow hair, right? Instead of scrutinizing myself for something that's natural, for something that's normal. My hope for you is that whatever that picture of health looks like, whatever that picture of relationship with your body looks like, my hope is that it's a kind one. A kind one, a gentle one, one that looks to your body as a teammate rather than the enemy. I recognize that today's conversation between the two of us is a little bit different than what we're used to. A little bit different than the sauciness I normally bring you. But if this is a conversation that you want to continue, my DMs are open, always and forever. My DMs are open to continue conversations like this. I understand that it's a difficult one to navigate and a tricky one to get started in the growth process with. So know that I'm here for you. Know that I am with you on this ride to better understanding my vehicle, better understanding my lifelong teammate. Your body is on your side. I know that it might not seem like it sometimes, but your body is on your side. Food is on your side. Exercise is on your side. And so am I. So am I. Chilling over there in your passenger seat, growing with you. My relationship with my body is not perfect, but that's why I bring a conversation like this to you. We're going to grow through it. We're going to continue to challenge those negative body image thoughts, and we're going to question the why behind our actions. Okay? I love you so, so much, and your body's working hard, so be kind to it. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving. But until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.